sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure. She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week, show after show, breaking those myths that mompreneurs and businesswomen, especially those of us building our businesses from home, are dabbling in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We're not. We are smart, we are savvy, and we are sharing the wisdom of women in business and in life. And I love our monthly show, Modern Wellness, with our sponsors from Altwell here on Healthy Habits. And this week we are sharing Allie King. She began her career in health and wellness back in 2010 when she joined Muscle Milk's marketing team and began her work with the Pickett family. During that time, she helped grow the brand by managing brand strategy and positioning and executing athlete-focused campaigns with the Golden State Warriors, Stephen Curry, and former Green Bay Packers, Clay Matthews. When the Pickets started their new venture in 2019, Altwell CBD, Allie was eager to get involved. As the product manager at Altwell, Allie is constantly working to create CBD products that will exceed customers' expectation and provide ease and comfort in the daily lives of others. And you know, after the year we've had, there's one thing many of us have in common. We are struggling to get a good night's sleep. And we all know how crucial sleep is for us to live our best lives, but it can really be very elusive. So what steps can you take to fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, and wake feeling refreshed and ready to take on your day? Well, you know what? Allie's here to share what steps she's taken and what you can take starting today to get those Z's. So Allie, with all that being said, welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me, Dori.
I'm excited to have you here. It's really fun to have such a great rotation in modern wellness and sharing not only what Altwell does, but all of the other aspects of what wellness is all about. So kind of tell us your history, share your journey, and what excites you about what you do.
Definitely. So as you mentioned, I joined the Muscle Milk family back in 2010. It was my first quote unquote real job. I was in my 20s and had an absolute blast working for Muscle Milk. Absolutely loved the Pickett family. It was a really fun, small family-owned business atmosphere that was really awesome to work for. And then in 2014, they actually sold the business to Hormel Foods. And it was one of those moments, you know, we knew that the culture was going to change quite drastically moving into the more corporate world, but I decided to stay and get a feel for that. So I'd say, I think it was about 5 years that I was with Muscle Milk, but under the Hormel umbrella, when I got a phone call from Nikki Brown, our founder, and her brother, Mike Pickett, who's also helped get the business started. And they told me they were about to embark on a new venture, which was CBD. And at the time, I had heard of CBD, but I pretty much had no idea what it really was. I hadn't tried it, hadn't experienced it. So I took a little bit of time and did some research and tried some products and really got interested in this modern wellness way of life. And so they invited me to join the team and help them kickstart the business. So I made that decision. I up and left. It was about two years ago now in 2019. And I came to Altwell. Was one of their very first employees and helped them launch later that year. So it's been a really fun adventure so far.
I am a huge CBD proponent. And actually here on Word of Mom Radio, we actually had Shira Adler, who wrote the ABCs of CBD. And so this is something that I have been using and looking for and researching for years. And I am going to say, at 100%, Altwell has the best CBD products I have ever tried, ever. And it's so interesting to find out all the reasons why, with, not only with the way organic growing and everything else, but in the harvesting. The fact that it's hand-picked hemp flower is really what sets it so far apart. So good for you for being involved with them. Good for them for the product that they bring out, because I know what they do for me. I carry my sports balm with me. And instead of really seriously having to take Motrin when I'm going to take a 90-minute drive, I can use that on my back and my knees, and I don't feel pain. I'll use it on my shoulders. I broke my thumb, and I would use it on my thumb as I was rehabbing my thumb before I was doing all my exercises. It's the best. So for you, how have you seen your CBD products helping people?
Well, I mean, our general balance line of gummies, soft gels, and tincture, those products are perfect for daily use. So I have always been a really anxious person. That's just kind of my personality. So by no means is it a cure-all. It's not this magic potion, but it takes me, I always joke, it takes me from maybe a 10 to a 7 as far as my anxiety and just general stress. So that's one aspect of it that I love. The other, like you mentioned, I think one of my all-time favorite Altwell products is our sports balm. I had a knee injury from about 6 or 7 years ago from a marathon I run. Clearly, I'm not the running type. I ended up blowing my knee out on my first marathon, so it didn't go well. But it's been an injury that's followed me through the years, and it's affected everything I do. I mean, even from hiking, biking, weight training, it would always sneak back up and be aggravating. And so the first product I've ever tried that actually was able to take the pain away, and I literally forget that I even have a knee injury, except for the fact that I still apply it, is our sports balm. And if it does act up, I maybe use it 2 or 3 times a day. And then for maintenance, I'll use it maybe every other day. And there's really nothing I can't do. So that's been a really life-changing aspect for me. And then without question, obviously we're here today to talk about sleep. We have sleep gummies and soft gels, and those have been a huge, huge help for me. Both of those products are staples. I'd say maybe 2 to 4 times a week, I depend on those products to get me through the night and wake up feeling refreshed. And actually, like I got some sleep. As we know, not sleeping well is not a good thing. So I love those products of ours.
How for you, what kind of sleep routines, what things have you done to help? Because, you know, as we talked about this past year, not sleeping well is the norm. It's almost as if we got too much rest, we're too pent up, and now it all comes out when we should be able to relax.
Yeah, that's an understatement. So I'm going to tell you a secret that I actually had a therapist tell me a couple years ago, and it stuck with me. She referred to it as wind down time. Basically what it meant to her and what it's meant to me. And first, before I dive into this, I want to preface by saying by no means is this expected to be something that we as busy women and moms can do every single night. I know that that's probably not realistic. So take that with a grain of salt. But when you can, my routine is about 30 minutes before I'm going to crawl into bed. You almost set the stage and set the tone of your environment, take it down a notch. So literally turn off some lights, dim the lighting so you're not getting, you know, blinded by the lights in your home. I hate to say it, but screen time. So turn off the TV. Whatever you're binging on Netflix, let that be the cutoff time. 30 minutes before you get into bed, just get in the habit of turning it off. Cell phones, iPads. Do I expect that you're not going to answer a phone call or answer a text message? No, that's probably not realistic, but is that the best time to be aimlessly scrolling through Instagram and Facebook? No, you got to give yourself that time to just slowly get almost in the mood to sleep. So that helps a lot. That could be a time, if you do take my advice and turn off the TV, put on some music, something that's, you know, it doesn't need to be elevator music, but something that kind of just gets you a little bit more relaxed. If you're a tea drinker, perfect time for that. Even a glass of wine, whatever you can do to help yourself, almost like you would for a child. Would you expect a child to go from, you know, jumping on a trampoline and then crawling directly into bed? No, they need time to relax and time to just literally wind down. So again, is that realistic every single night of the week? Maybe not, but when you can, treat yourself to those 30 minutes to just prepare for a great night's sleep. That's helped me a lot.
I was listening to someone talking about your sleep cycle and how at one point you get your first, that first yawn, you know, but it's way too early to go to bed. That second time is when your body is telling you to go to bed, is when you should go to bed. And I always fought that second cycle because I was that person. If I went to bed at 10 o'clock, I was going to be up at 3 o'clock in the morning because I was going to sleep my 6 hours really solid. So I would push through to the third wave and go to sleep then. And that's where, you know, you, now me, I slept like a stone. I literally don't even roll over. I just, where I go to bed is where I wake up. That's how I know I'm waking up. I roll over and it's like, oh, okay.
It's fine.
But your brain will keep going. You don't get the real REM sleep. So one night it was about 10:30 and I got my second, oh, I was trying the same thing. I had my lights dim. And I try not to watch something. If I'm going to watch something in the evening, I try to make sure I'm going to watch something that's fun, that's going to put me in a good frame of mind, not something that's in, you know, at people who go to bed after listening to the news. I'm like, why? You know, it's so tense and whatnot. But I went to bed that night. I was like, all right, let's see what happens. And I woke up my normal 6:15. And it was like, wow. And I slept great and I felt great. And I was like, all right. So I started listening to my body cues. But I agree with what you were saying with just the same way we do with our children. Think about it. As parents with our kids, what do? Bedtime, then, you know, we have a bedtime routine. There's dinner, then it's bath, then it's story. It's that wind down time we allow our children, but we think as grown-ups, we don't really need that anymore.
Yeah.
You know? And we do, especially now. And technology, yeah. You know, my phone is always by my bed because I have 3 kids and 2 grandchildren. They can call me whenever they want. But you know what? I gave myself the grace of do not disturb. And putting that on my phone and only the names that have that star in my phone can ring that phone 24 hours a day.
That's
especially
smart.
As mompreneurs. We are working all the time. And, you know, we're working on our business, in our business, through our business and everything else. We have to give ourselves permission to shut off. Because you know what? You can't work unless you are a business that's open 24/7 and it's you're on the night shift. Then you do what you got to do. But for the normal person, you've got to create that routine. So I love that.
Yeah.
I really do. Let's take a break. Okay. Say thank you to our sponsors, of which you are one. And we'll be back in just a moment here on Word of Mom Radio.
Have you been curious about CBD? Maybe you heard it helps relieve stress and balance your body, but you're not sure where to start? The most important thing when you're thinking about CBD is choosing a brand you trust and feel confident in. Altwell is a high quality and effective CBD line. It's a family business with 4 generations in the wellness industry, and they poured all their experience, knowledge, and passion into making modern wellness attainable. Altwell uses only the highest quality, ethically grown hemp, carefully selected from Colorado farms. They triple test every product, and with every purchase, you can access a lab report so you can see exactly what you're getting. If you're new to CBD, a great place to start is with topicals like Altwell's balms and lotions to help ease achy muscles and their serums to moisturize and brighten your skin. Altwell is offering Word of Mom listeners a special discount so you can try it for yourself. All you have to do is go to altwell.com and use code ALTWELLMOM at checkout for 25% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply.
She is brave. She is strong. She is you. Because you're that woman who's got a product or a service that you're looking to promote, or you're out there seeking to support other women in business. Mompreneur marketers are here to help women learn, network, and build the businesses of their dreams, because when you win, we win.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than 1 in 4 children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
Don't let the name fool you, because stadiumbags.com has a line of clear bags that enable you to use your phone and your smart devices without removing them from your bag. Not only that, but the product is so good it'll stand up to the cleaning solvents that you need to use now to make sure that when you come home safely. So take a look at stadiumbags.com. You'll see why we're your clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
And we're back here on Word of Mom Radio. We are talking with Allie King from Allswell CBD, and we're talking sleep. What else do you want to share? Because I know there are so many different things out there, and everybody responds differently.
That's very true. A few others that I have. Dory, I don't know if you have pets. I have always had pets, and right now I have two little dogs, and it's just the sweetest thing to have them sleep in bed with us, right? It's just the most cuddly, most comforting feeling. However, they get up in the middle of the night, they move around, they kind of block you in on one side or the other so you can't, you know, move around freely. And that's one thing I've noticed is I've had to give that up. So if I let them sleep in their bed or their crate, as much as I miss them in bed with me, it's definitely helpful to keep sound sleep throughout the night.
I'm shaking my head as you're saying this, because my cat Shadow, I always had pets. It wasn't until after my kids were grown and gone and stuff, that because I traveled so much, but my cat Shadow used to sleep at the foot of my bed on the floor in her little basket. When I did my rollover in the morning, when I opened up my eyes, no joke, her little face would be about 3 inches from my nose, and she'd just be looking at me going, time to wake up. It was every morning. That's how I would wake up, with her little face right there. My son and his wife, and my granddaughter is going to be a year old. They have three dogs. My son was talking about that the other day, because they sleep with them. I'm like, you know, Edie doesn't wake us up in the middle of the night. It's the dogs. That's because you let them sleep with you.
Yep.
Are you kidding? They have a California King, but they have, you know, an 80-pound dog, a 60-pound dog, and now the small ones, maybe 30. I'm like, I don't know why you just don't relinquish the bed to them and go sleep in a different room.
Exactly.
So I'm 100% with you there. And it is true, because it is really cute. But you know what? It can be really cute with them sleeping by your bed, and then they get to wake up with you in the morning.
Exactly. Exactly. Another one is the going to the bathroom in the middle of the night. So I don't know about you, but if I have to get up and use the restroom, it is so hard to fall back asleep. So this is more of a new one for me that I'm trying, but I have a hard time drinking water. I have to stay hydrated, but I really have a hard time. And what I'll do is I'll casually sip my water throughout the day. And in the evening, I'll realize that I haven't had enough and just start chugging in the evening, which then sets you up for sometimes 2 or 3 times I'll get up in the middle of the night. So trying to have some cutoff in the late afternoon, early evening, where you kind of start tailoring down the amount of liquid you're drinking, that can really, really help. Because again, once you're up, it's a lot harder to fall back asleep than just to keep a consistent flow. So that's something that I've been trying to work on.
So for you, when you're not getting enough sleep, what kind of things do you notice?
I feel like almost every aspect of life takes a hit. Everything from my performance at work, I can be obviously that groggy, inattentive, not being able to think on your toes, not creatively problem solving, becoming irritable at work, all the way through by the time I get home from work, the way I am with my partner. I mean, how are you when you're exhausted and you've just pushed through a day of work? That's the last thing you want to do is sit down and have a nice evening with someone. I kind of just shut that down. I get easily confused. I mean, I'm forgetful. I think it really does affect every aspect. And I really, really put a lot of effort into keeping myself active. So when you're exhausted and you didn't sleep well, you're less likely to do that workout or take that walk. It's kind of like everything kind of falls off a cliff for me.
It's amazing, isn't it? I used to feel the tension in my neck. And I'm funny, because I was always somebody that didn't need a lot of sleep. So in doing theater, I used to do theater professionally, and I used to bartend as most, you know, we were either waiters or bartenders. There would be times that I would be bartending during the day and going to rehearsal at night and getting, you know, 4 hours sleep to go back to bartending during the day. And literally going from that to rehearsal, after about 6 weeks, I would literally sleep for a day.
Ugh.
Just have to sleep for a day because I would get weepy. I would just, you know, and I cry at commercials anyway. I admit it. I totally cry at, but yeah, everything. It was like having my period all month long. That, you know, where you're just for everything. So for you, what difference has it made working at Altwell and your sleep issues? I mean, we talked about the gummies and things, but even just the whole environment there.
Well, we have a really unique environment at Altwell. I touched on it in the beginning with Muscle Milk, where the family has this really cool way of making the team feel like a family. So we're really small. We're a small and nimble team, and it's actually in a very enjoyable place to be. So instead of that work environment where, you know, you go to bed and a part of you is kind of dreading to wake up in the morning, we've all had those jobs where you're almost tossing and turning because you don't want to look forward to what is to come, you know? So that's been a really cool thing to experience, is to actually enjoy coming to work and enjoy the people who I get to spend every day with. And then the icing on the cake is that when you get to work, you work at this place that really, really, really values self-care. That's why we're here. That's why we exist. That is our purpose. So it's a nurturing environment, and it allows you to take care of yourself. It really does. And that's why, you know, we make these products that can actually help people's lives, add balance and ease and sleep and hopefully pain relief and pain management. It's the whole energy we have here, and that's our main goal. So you're working with this small group of people who love and respect each other with this common goal of helping people and improving their lives.
What a wonderful thing to be able to say about your workplace.
It really is.
So with everything that has gone on with COVID, how has that impacted things going on and the workplace?
There were moments where it was a challenge for sure. I mean, we were lucky enough to be considered one of the businesses that was able to stay in office. So we had a few people here still working, you know, gloved up, masked up, social distanced throughout the whole year, which was odd for us. Again, because we're such a close knit group, it felt like there were these walls, you know, that we couldn't really cross. That was difficult. And we did have a few members of the team for their own personal reasons who had to work from home, which was, again, it's very odd. I mean, we're all kind of experiencing this in one way or another. It's a blessing that it seems slowly but surely those lines are starting to lift, which is really cool to see. It's still kind of awkward and weird. You know, we're all trying to get back into the groove as naturally as we can, but it was a tough year for sure. I mean, especially considering we were a startup. So we didn't have this solid foundation to lean on. We were just starting. I mean, we launched technically in December of 2019, but we really started to get the ball rolling in February and March, which was literally right when COVID hit. So the fact that we've pulled through and become a stronger team and a better brand because of it is something I'm really, really proud of.
I love all of the little things, your packaging. It was funny when I got my gummies, and here's my daughter-in-law and I were both CBD users, and I'm always trying to find the best thing out there. I really am. And to me, if you take something and you don't feel a difference, you've increased your urine value, because what's on the package isn't what's in the package.
Yeah.
And that's not something you have to worry about. Your child-proof packaging, even something like that, how brilliant your packaging is to make it child-proof, all of the little things that go into how wonderful the products are. We've talked about different tips and tricks, but you personally, other than the CBD, what works the best for you?
If I had one rule of thumb that if you're not doing it, you're never going to get the sleep you want, you have to get in bed earlier. It seems so obvious, but you really, really do. If you're not in bed, you're not going to fall asleep. As funny as that sounds to say, it's like such a no-brainer, but it's true. It's something I live by. I mean, I get in bed early. I really, really do. And if I didn't do that, I know that there's just no way I'm going to get the right kind of sleep I need to survive the day. It really is just a fact.
You know, it's funny. One of the other things that I heard was that you really should leave your bed for sleep.
I've heard that too.
Don't watch TV. You shouldn't have a TV in your bedroom unless you have a chair in your bedroom and that's where you watch TV from. You shouldn't go to sleep with the TV on. If you go to sleep with music, make sure it has a timer that it shuts it.
Yeah.
All these little things that really we don't, because we get, it's very easy to get into a habit. And you know what? It takes 21 days to develop a new habit. So give yourself, if you're having sleep issues, take some of these tips. Give yourself 21 days of creating a bedtime routine and see what new habit you can create, because sleep is really important. None of us are designed to not sleep. So Allie, as we're wrapping up, what do you want to leave everybody with? What do you think next month's show is going to be, and let everybody know how they can find you?
Well, I'd just want everyone to know about our products, as you've mentioned them, especially for sleep. We have sleep gummies and sleep soft gels. Our gummies have 3 milligrams melatonin, 100 milligrams L-theanine. So it's more of a stronger sleep aid, if you will. And our soft gels only have 1 milligram melatonin. So if you're hesitant to try it, that's a great place to start. Altwell Mom is the code to use if you want to try the products, get 25% off. We also offer free samples. If you follow us on Instagram at AltwellCBD, you can request samples. We'd be happy to send them to you at no cost. CBD is not super cheap. And so I totally respect the fact that people want to try it before they buy it. That's no problem. We're happy to do that. And the next show, I think where I'm leaning is to see if Nikki Brown, our founder and CMO, can join and talk about what it was like as an entrepreneur and mother of four to balance the two and create all the greatness that she has. So I'm happy to have her on.
I'm thinking Modern Wellness is going to be airing in the business spotlight on that, or maybe the mompreneur model. Because that is what it is all about. And I'm going to say, you're right. CBD products are not cheap. Your money is important money. Know where you're spending your money. And I'm going to, again, 100%. These are the products that you want to use. You don't waste your money. Don't think because you can get them at the gas station that those are, that you're not getting what's in the bottle.
That's right.
The fact that every one of your things, you can go in and you can check what the lab results are. Triple tested, spend your money wisely because you're worth it. You really are. So Allie, thank you so much for being here with us today. I really loved you sharing with us, and I hope you come back and let's talk about some other stuff, and really looking forward to next month's show. Again, as Allie said, Altwell Mom, use that code at altwell.com and get 25% off your first order. And we're going to close out with our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters Bluegrass. So till next time, this is Dori DiCarlo saying go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.